NPR's John Burnett was on assignment in Guatemala recently and happened on a musician who was quietly working to sustain a traditional art form and to pass it on to his sons. John sent us this audio postcard.
The notes of a trumpet floating into the window of the hotel dining room were not what I expected in the highland Indian town of Chichicastenango. They were jazzy and syncopated. Excited, I paid my bill, grabbed my equipment bag, and walked out into the night in search of a Mayan Louis Armstrong.
Buenas noches. ¿Dónde está el trompetista?
Aquí.
Following the music, I ducked through a low doorway leading into a small blue-plastered house at the bottom of a hill. A voice from the rooftop directed me up a flight of wooden stairs. There on the roof stood Miguel Salvador Lastor, a short, bronze-skinned Maya Quiche Indian wearing a crucifix and holding a trumpet. But that was not his main instrument. We walked back downstairs into a small room of whitewashed cinder blocks with a guitar hanging on the wall and speakers stacked in the corner.
Es mi diversión. Aquí tengo mi marimba.
His passion was the marimba. I had found a Mayan Milt Jackson. He pulled off a dust cover to reveal an instrument that resembled a xylophone. The player uses mallets to strike rosewood keys, below which are wooden resonators. Salvador pointed to a framed magazine article on the wall, headlined, Mayan Boys Between Skyscrapers. The story, from Life magazine in Spanish, told of how the school marimba orchestra from this very town flew to New York City for the 1964 World's Fair and performed in the plaza in front of the Time Life building. A water-stained black-and-white picture showed a group of boys in traditional Maya dress, knee pants and embroidered jackets, riding a subway car. One paragraph described Miguelito as, quote, the smallest and most audacious of the group. Now you've met the famous Miguelito of the World's Fair, Salvador said, laughing self-consciously. After his eye-popping trip to New York at the age of 10, Salvador returned to Chichicastenango with the intention of continuing the career of a marimba child prodigy. Today, at 53, he said he can't survive as a marimbista in this impoverished Central American nation. He works as a tailor. His wife runs a tiny store in their home, and he plays the marimba at tourist hotels and weddings. The Princesita Chichicasteca is a family band. Miguel Salvador plays melody on the top two octaves, and his 17-year-old son, Juan José, plays harmony on the lower two octaves. 14-year-old Marco Mauricio is on bass, and 12-year-old Miguel Reynaldo is on drums. Thankfully, they like the music of the marimba, he said. Because here in Guatemala, the national art of the marimba is dying. Young people don't care for the marimba anymore. They like rap and merengue. It's changed a lot. The Princesita Chichicasteca has played at the National Theater in Guatemala City and at the National Marimba Festival. Yet when they play locally, the whole group earns less than $20. The Salvador family does it because they love it. Their father hopes for better-paying gigs, but he acknowledges the important thing is that his sons are keeping alive the art of the marimba. John Burnett, NPR News.